Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Tato Maraba, Chief Technical Specialist at Right to Care. Good morning. Thanks for joining. How are you doing?
Good morning and good morning to your listeners. I'm doing quite well. And how are you?
I am well as well. Thank you. So here's the question is, we often get pushback and people are saying, well, what difference does it make if you've had the vaccine and I don't have one? Why should it bother you? Why should it bother us?
Yeah, I think the best way to just look at it is, firstly, if you think about it logically, the virus spreads obviously based on, you know, transmissibility of the virus and as well as the, you know, the proximity that people have. And what you often, you know, are able to achieve with some of these inoculations is you actually break that chain of transferability. So it's quite important for every person to be vaccinated. If you look at the herd immunity calculation, which is about 66% of vaccinations, it means that for every three people that you have, the people on either side of the one in the middle would be protected, and therefore the virus would struggle to be transmitted. So it's quite important to make sure that we get to that particular target. Yeah.
Right. So we do have to get to certain targets. We've seen a lot of different types of incentives, and we've seen some companies offering discounts. We've seen, you know, we've seen the carrot and we've seen the stick, you know, other companies saying, well, if you're not vaccinated, then you certainly can't work in our organization. Do we know what works best?
Yeah, I think if you think about firstly the incentives, it's really, you know, a mechanism that's used to influence how people make decisions. So there's a social behavior aspect to it that we normally work with. And I mean, most of the partners that you're seeing come online to essentially offer some of their, you know, some of their incentives is really to get us to some state of normality. The more vaccinations you can get, or the more people you get vaccinated, the more you actually find yourself in a position where you can return to some state of normality. And I think if you think about the impact of the pandemic in totality, I mean, we've seen massive disruption to the economy. We've seen, you know, lives lost. I was having a conversation with a colleague yesterday. So if we were to sort of just spell out some of the numbers regarding how many orphans, for instance, created, all of these things create a burden in the state. All of these things create a burden in society, and it just really, you know, propagates some of the inequalities that we have as a country. So these incentives are quite important. And therefore, everyone that, you know, stands to benefit from the vaccination drive or people being vaccinated, including businesses, find it quite important for them to partake in this particular PR exercise.
Yeah, so it is absolutely vital. And I think we're getting to a place where people are more comfortable saying to others, look, if you aren't vaccinated, you can't come into my environment. Do you think that is going to become the norm?
Yeah, but think about it. So, I mean, if you want to travel to some of the African countries, which probably have, you know, all sorts of diseases that you'd probably be susceptible to, if they ask you to take a yellow...
Absolutely.
You do it with pleasure, right?
Yeah.
And why now do people want to push back if you think about, you know, the interest of society, you know, from a vaccination perspective? I think some of these things, obviously, there is legislation. As much as people have rights, particularly with regards to, you know, some of the health choices that they make, I think there's on the other side of the coin people that also have the right to, you know, quality healthcare and a safe environment. So I think balancing those interests in line with our constitution is quite important. And therefore, you see some of the employers are really coming through with some of their positions around mandatory vaccinations and so forth.
Mm. I was on a panel on the weekend at our local synagogue where a few people were asked to join a panel to debate whether people who chose not to be vaccinated, and they used that wording because obviously under 18s at this stage can't be vaccinated, etc. But
sure.
The panel was there to discuss should people who chose not to be or choose not to be vaccinated be allowed to come to regular synagogue services. And it was a very very well attended debate, which means it's obviously something that people are quite aware of. It was to some extent preaching to the converted, because I would imagine that most people there, excuse that expression, at a synagogue, preaching to the converted, but largely people were vaccinated. I would imagine most people there were, and most people in that environment were supportive of this notion that said, if you choose not to be vaccinated, then you don't need to come, and don't come to this environment. You have to show proof. And I'm just wondering how you think that is going to go, certainly from that cohort of people, which was, you know, a group of people interested in it. There did seem to be support for this environment saying, you know what, if you aren't vaccinated, then stay away or find another place. Do you think that this is going to become the norm as well in other places of religious, at other religious gatherings?
Yeah, I think it will. And if you think about it, so I'm not sure what the right of refusal are for places like a synagogue, but I know definitely for sure in private property shops, you see as you enter a shop, there's a little sign that says right of admission reserved.
So interestingly enough, even before you say that, one of the panelists is an advocate, and he went through that, and he said there's absolutely no doubt that from a legal perspective, the synagogue or any place of worship is allowed to make that dispensation.
And I would agree with him. So most of our laws and some of the practices that you see is largely based on it's based on a principle of the Bonimoras kind of principle, that really everything that we do is largely informed by some of the convictions of society. And therefore, if a large majority of, you know, the people in the synagogue feel that, you know, we shouldn't allow people that are not vaccinated, I mean, that becomes the norm. And you'll see it in various areas of society, in malls. I think a lot of it will be a norm. And then what I find very interesting, to be honest, is, you know, we are very comfortable with taking our kids for all sorts of inoculations, you know, polio, malaria, chickenpox and the likes. But now that it's our time to get vaccinated, we want to push back, right? So the question is, what changed? From a vaccination perspective, we're able to protect ourselves. The moment you start seeing, you know, either people dying or people that decided not to vaccinate, for instance, other inoculations at a young age, some of them are paying the price of it, you know, with polio and the like. So I think we just really need to apply our mind and really think thoroughly around some of the pros and cons of being vaccinated. And I think at this stage, the pros far outweigh the cons of vaccination.